This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
What is it that Jonathan Gruber said on C-SPAN and to college campuses, even on CNN? He said, thank God Americans don't have an attention span. That's how we get our agenda through over the people. It's the same thing. George Soros, big foundations, most of the Fortune 100, have contributed over $1 billion conservatively in the last 6-7 years to fomenting race war in America. They push all over the news that whites are inherently evil, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. He said you judge people off of what they actually do and what they stand for. That makes sense. Somebody plays good music, I go listen to them. Don't care what color they are. Somebody's got good food, I go eat at their restaurant. I don't care what color you are. But double-crossing the American movement to really be the global leader and being inclusive and open, they flipped it to teach America that we're the most closed, racist, backwards nation. And then they've double-crossed the social compact that Christian whites mainly made to make this country free and open. The globalists used our strength of true diversity to bring in the, quote, minority groups and then to turn them into race-based combines. But the minority groups overall have not bought into that. But they are led by the Antifa, by the communists, by the Ford Foundation, by the Carnegie Endowment, by the George Soros groups. And it's all public. It's admitted. So when I say that this event yesterday in Charlottesville, Virginia, was a false flag, we're going to lay out the proof today. A false flag doesn't mean it was purely staged, but the atmosphere, the preparation, the Antifa being shipped in, the police kettling the nationalists, white nationalists, and a mix of groups to then force them out into a confrontation with the Antifa, who then viciously attacked them first. That's just the facts. Then the media spins it that the, quote, white nationalists did it. Then they connect the white nationalists to any conservative or libertarian movement, thus demonizing conservatives in general. That's the false flag. But I decry the white supremacists that were there trying to lead it, trying to have publicity stunts, because they're just feeding into the whole thing and becoming what they claim they're fighting, which is pushed by George Soros and all these other groups. The White House really did a great job. The president and also his Homeland Security spokesman, Tom Bossert, of coming out and saying both sides were complex groups, but both sides had groups in them that came looking for a fight. And we decry division, we decry all this racism garbage, and we should love each other in America and come together. But this should also be investigated to see who is exacerbating this. That is absolutely on target. That's exactly what I'd already said in live video feeds waiting for the president's statement. And then Bossert came out and said word for word what I'd said. Not they were getting it from me, but because they were studying what's going on and what's happening. They're also always beating this drum that Bannon is a white nationalist and that Breitbart is, with no proof, and then saying he should be removed because they know he's a key patriot in the White House because of that hoax. It's like Tom Brokaw with Megyn Kelly saying, I'm, quote, an unalloyed, that means a complete racist. You think if you were going to say that, you'd show me saying the racist thing. Well, actually, you could just show hours of me protesting the KKK back when it wasn't cool 18, 19 years ago. So we're going to break it all down on the other side. And our reporters were there, Gavin Wentz and Millie Weaver, a lot of courage. They both got attacked with pepper spray, you name it, by the Antifa. And so did Hill reporters and others that were there on the side of Antifa. But if he didn't look like a communist, he would get attacked.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy.
You know, there's a lot of different types of people in the world. A lot of folks just go with the flow, whatever they think is popular. Other people try to figure out how the world works, but are really too busy to spend the time to understand it. And, of course, there's people out there trying to use this information to manipulate folks. Those folks think they're God. Like Jonathan Gruber, who helped write Obamacare. He said, thank God the public's so stupid. Thank God you don't pay attention. Thank God you have the attention span of a goldfish. And I found real success in this world is about being determined, focused, and having a memory. Even if you're a bad guy, focused, determined, have a memory, study history, and at least be loyal to those right around you. But most people are so self-centered that they're delusional and they lie to themselves about what's happening. When I lay out what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, you're going to get the most focused, documented facts based in what happened yesterday, the aftermath and how they're using it to try to restrict free speech nationwide, and, of course, the past. And that's why what I said yesterday before Trump ever spoke is basically word for word what he said. And then his spokesman from Homeland Security, Tom Bossert, came out. Bossert said exactly the same thing as well. Not because I'm that smart or they're even that smart, but because they're actually studying history and reality. Remember what Gruber said. Thank God you're so effing dumb. Thank God you have no memory. Thank God you have the memory of a goldfish. Thank God you have low attention spans. Those are all exact quotes. You mean to play the clips again? What are the two groups attacking each other have in common? Both groups believed that they were doing the right thing. Both groups were being led like useful idiots to the slaughter. I mean, it's a fact George Soros is funding the Antifa, which is racist, anti-white, anti-America, anti-free market, anti-private property scum. And I've gone out and protested them, just like I've protested the KKK and other gang-related racist moron groups that are every time getting caught, led by foundations, led by the Southern Poverty Law Center, led by other organizations that want to create the division that they can then control. So we're going to go through it all today. And we've got our reporters, Gavin Wentz and, of course, Millie Weaver, joining us at the bottom of the hour. They were there yesterday as part of their traveling across the land, flyover country. Dramatic hours of footage, raw, on InfoWars.com. I've got a staff of five people here on the weekend, but we can't air these tapes because all the Antifa's doing is cussing and screaming the entire time. It took many hours just to watch all the footage, much less bleep it. We're going to play some of it that's bleeped. But it's the so-called anti-fascists who dress like fascists in black, who are anti-free speech. I mean, they are what they say they aren't, going over, attacking women reporters, not just InfoWars, but The Hill and others. It's on video. The Hill is ravenously pro-Soros, ravenously anti-Trump. They don't care. If you look at the ne'er-do-well drooling scum, white, black, Hispanic, mainly white, of the Antifa, you will then see similar type scummy people in the white supremacist ranks, who were the minority of the overall group that got lured there by the media running the headlines that this was an alt-right event. First, Hillary, 9 months ago, about a month before the election, says Alex Jones is the leader of the alt-right. She created the name. Democratic Party think tanks did. Podesta is on record. They said he's racist, he's evil. Then they start calling white supremacist groups alt-right so that when they have their rallies that they always have, you can call them all alt-right. This is simple semantical games, and it goes from there. That's why I'm saying it's a false flag. Not that the whole thing was completely staged. There's different types of false flags. You create the atmosphere. You fund the groups. You give it hype. You have the a police order by the Democratic mayor, 80%+ voted for Hillary. Michael Singer of Charlottesville, Virginia. You have them order everybody, oh, you're not allowed to march. Then there's a federal lawsuit. The judge says, oh, you can march, but here they kettle you, which is a riot police term where they march you down through barricades to a controlled area surrounded by police and fences. Then there's a few fights between Antifa and media they're beating up, you name it. Anybody wearing an American flag? Anybody that looks clean cut? Anybody that looks like they got their act together, you know, a Hill reporter out there lovingly demonizing the right-wing marchers, just worshipful, absolutely just Antifa is God, Soros is Lord, Trump is evil, just savaging, and the reports are out there, and then if you're going to get Antifa walks right over, just punches her right in the face. That footage is up on InfoWars.com. Headline, Antifa attacks, or anti-racist, oh yes. Punches the woman in the face. Same thing happening to countless other reporters because they were white. And it's white people doing most of it because they want to show off. My reporters and myself all over the country, I'll be out covering an event and white men and white women walk over. That's who does it and says, you are a white male and you have no right to be here or speak. And then they start attacking you. Everybody seen the famous footage? You're an effing white male. And it's a white guy screaming at Rob Duke. So they want to show off that they're not this racist, that they're the good guy. Same type of folks that buy lottery tickets thinking they're going to be a millionaire next week. It's just hype. They just watch mainstream media. They get out. They get into it. And they go hop around, yell and scream. I mean, it is ridiculous. And then all the crazy, crazy videos of black folks with butcher knives. Let's grab that video. I forgot to tell you to do that. There it is. Final warning to white people. Goes viral on Twitter after Charlottesville rally. And just saying, white people, we're just going to kill you, period. To see all white people are bad. Isn't that what the KKK is saying about black people? It's the exact same mindless tribal garbage that the globalists want to instill into us for divide and conquer to make us fighting with each other what happens politically instead of us organizing together against the elite that are ending America, bringing in globalism, driving down wages, trying to make us a permanent poor underclass. It truly is incredible. And then we have the backdrop of all this. We have the organizer, who they call alt-right. Then the media lies and says that it was white supremacist violence. That's not defending some of the ne'er-do-wells that were there and people I disagree with. But it was the Antifa who started the fights, attacked the people. Then one person is run over and killed. Who knows what happened with that? But again, it's all about projecting. 15 minutes into it starting, I said, you watch. They're going to say ban conservative and Republican public gatherings. They're going to say call for new laws that goes after the alt-right. Again, it's not the alt-right. As Paul Watson said 9 months ago in tweets he put out, let's pull up Paul Watson's tweets. He retweeted today. He said the alt-right is Hillary's term to put on opposition to her, and then they're going to tie the alt-right to white supremacists in a rabbit trick and fool everybody. That's what I said as well, and it's memorialized by videos and articles we put out, because that's what they've always done. I mean, why do you think I didn't like the Klan to begin with, but like 18, 19 years ago, they'd say on the news, you know, Alex Jones might be KKK because he's pro-gun. So when the KKK came to town, I'd go out and protest them to be very clear I wasn't with them. They never show that when Tom Brokaw says I'm unalloyed racist. Now scroll down a bit more. It's there where he condemns it. We're going to come back, though, and that's Jack Posobiec. It's Paul Watson. I'll show you during the break. Paul Watson retweeted a deal he put out from 9 months ago on Prison Planet. That's his Twitter. I'm at Real Alex Jones. But I'll get through all that evidence and play the video coming up. What I'm going to do right now is come back with Trump's statement, analyze it, and then what his Homeland Security spokesman said that's dead on. This was clearly a shake and bake to demonize.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
So everybody's seen the last 7-8 years, the Justice Department ordering stand downs in major cities like D.C., like Baltimore, Maryland, other areas, and actually having the Justice Department go out and finance radical black racist groups to go out and cause riots. CNN saying, well, cops are getting killed. Cops are bad. So cops deserve to be killed, shot in the back while they're pumping gas. So this is an attempt to foment civil discord. So then the power structure can come in and call for controls and clampdowns on society. And whereas I'm not somebody to just bash police out of hand, I got this from Millie Weaver. I got it from Gavin Wentz, our reporters. I saw the footage. I've seen the footage from The Hill. I spent hours yesterday, live and hours today, just researching. I probably spent 8-9 hours the last day on this. And the police are on video, and they're uploading it right now. They're still in Virginia. Laughing at our reporters when they get pepper sprayed by the fascist, by the race-based leftist race pushers, the Soros KKK groups. And they wouldn't let anybody get out of the cordoned area and then force them into the Antifa, who was allowed to attack them and didn't get in trouble. And they would see our InfoWars microphone flag and say, ah, screw you, F you. I mean, I'm showing some of this for TV viewers right now. They're watching us at InfoWars.com/show. And literally, there's dozens of videos we posted to InfoWars from YouTube, Facebook, you name it. Raw feeds, live feeds, you name it. But I can't play these because the Antifa just, they don't even talk. They go, bleh. Seriously. They go, bleh, like Reavers or something. That's an old science fiction movie. Or they just go, F, screw, die white, bleh, rule, destroy America, bleh, kill Trump, bleh, kill police. Bleh. And then the cops are just like, yeah, like laughing because it's a leftist city. Just like when I tried for 3 hours to get through, to give my ticket to them to go to the inauguration, and they had 100,000 plus leftists blocking the entrances to the mall. They had fences up around it. The cops would do nothing in D.C. And, I mean, I watched them beat up women. I watched them beat up families until I finally started rampaging over people and knocking them down. And the police came over. There's live feeds of all this. And then did something. And I said to the police, and I had some security guys with me as well, I said, listen, you stop them now. We're going to hurt them. Because they were attacking women and children. Now, that's the D.C. police at the time run by Obama. So here's the deal. The media is going to misrepresent what I say. They're going to misrepresent what Trump says. You've got to go watch the footage for yourself. And remember that Soros wound all this up, pushes all this anti-white garbage to get white people paranoid. To then there's some little couple hundred person rally of some nationalists, some folks just there to see, a lot of the media, most of them just citizen journalists, and then like 25 white nationalists that kind of led it with the media. The leader of it's joining us, this Jason Kessler fellow, in the next hour. And I don't decry them so the media doesn't attack me. I decry the way they handled this and what they're doing because it walks right into a trap and because I've already protested this white national stuff. because it just feeds into the globalist system of divide and conquer, that everybody gets their own homeland, and the country's broken up into ethnic blocks, which is what the globalists want, just like we're a prison. Everybody's in their own ethnic area. That's the globalist plan. Why are we absolutely not realizing that and rejecting Antifa and all of them for saying the opposite of what Martin Luther King said? Yeah, there's hours of this online. There's so much cussing, I can't play it. Here's a little bit of audio of me like 18 years ago protesting the KKK. There's no big crowd of Antifa there supporting me and them threatening to kill me, everything else. And it later came out that they were federal agents, like I said. It wasn't even real. I mean, quite frankly, I've been to these events. A lot of the KKK guys with their hats off look like they're from the cast of Seinfeld. Literally, they're just Jewish actors. Nothing against Jews in general, but they're leftist Jews that want to, you know, create this clash, and they go dress up as Nazis. I have footage in Austin. We're going to find it somewhere here at the office where it literally looks like the cast of Seinfeld or like Howard Stern in a Nazi outfit. They all look like Howard Stern. They've almost got the little curly hair down, and they're just up there heiling Hitler. You can tell they're totally uncomfortable, they're totally scared, and it's all just meant to create the clash.
Please help us to understand what transpired that fateful day. Help us in our path to righteousness, and God is in your
own. And again, just type in Alex Jones protests KKK. Now remember, I'm doing this 18, 19 years ago before anybody really is doing it, okay? Now, you got Tom Brokaw saying I am an unalloyed total racist. Because that's all they've got. That's their weapon. They're the ones invoking race. They're the ones saying white people are inherently bad in the media. They're the ones saying reparations. They're the ones saying that, you know, white men are inherently evil. And it's a bunch of white people doing it as a bunch of elites on the $300 million yachts trying to get us all fighting with each other. So let's go to President Trump's statement on this. And then the media said, oh, he didn't decry racism, and they don't even show the full quotes of what he said about loving each other and decrying racism. Or they say he didn't respond quick enough. Within 2 hours of it starting, he was already on TV giving a statement? But everything he does, they invert. They turn, and that's not just defending Trump. Scaramucci, look at him. Says Trump isn't harsh enough on white supremacists. He's mad at Bannon for getting him out of the White House, and I don't want to just attack Scaramucci, but it's a load of bull. It's Scaramucci trying to, you know, score points in the news. Again, oh, they say Bannon's a white nationalist, just like they say I am, with no proof. Let's go to the footage.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. This has been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives. No citizen should ever fear for their safety and security in our society. And no child should ever be afraid to go outside and play or be with their parents and have a good time. I just got off the phone with the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, and we agreed that the hate and the division must stop, and must stop right now. We have to come together as Americans with love for our nation and true affection, really, and I say this so strongly, true affection for each other. Our country is doing very well in so many ways. We have record, just absolute record, employment. We have unemployment.
Then it gets into the veterans and unifying us all. We're going to come back with the rest of it, and then we're going to get into the Homeland Security spokesman, just really getting into the facts. Because, I mean, you can't have a more frothing, racist, dirty, evil group than the George Soros Antifa. And that's saying a lot, because, I mean, some of these white nationalists and KKK people are like, you talk about trailer trash, you talk about mentally ill people. I mean, just, it's...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility
1974 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, the media promotes the killing of cops, that white people are inherently bad, pushes 7-8 years of $1 billion-plus from Soros and others, funding, going out attacking white people, and they wonder then why a crowd of maybe 100 or so white people show up, most of them reporters, literally half of them were reporters, to cover the alt-right, and it's not even the alt-right, it's white nationalists. But Hillary created the term alt-right 9 months ago, in October of 2016. And she said anybody that opposes her was alt-right, and that it was racist. And then she said my name, Stephen Bannon's name, Trump's name. And I said early on, I said this is a setup. Every time they get these white nationalist groups, that most of them are controlled by the feds or they're useful idiots. It's just a fact. It keeps it coming out in the news. Elohim said he was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That was the group that carried out and was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing, according to the FBI. And the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the group. The white supremacists can't even get it together to have their own compound. The rub of the Southern Poverty Law Center. So again, you can see this from a trillion miles away. And here it is. Oh, ban free speech. Oh, conservatives collectively did this. And even though I disagree with the KKK morons, the few that like five guys in their little clown outfits that I've protested for many years, I will not take the guilt on of what they're doing any more than I'll take on Antifa running around beating up female reporters because they're such cowards from The Hill and others that are groveling to Antifa. Antifa is so stupid. The Soros idiots are so dumb. They attack their own MSM, folks, because they're dirtballs. But this is what Paul Watson wrote on November 22nd, 2016 at Prison Planet on his powerful Twitter account. The new right versus the alt-right. There are two alt-rights. One is more accurately described as the new right. Exactly. A term we've coined. We are the new right. Not even, you want to use the term right. We're Renaissance. We're the new liberals, the old liberals, the true liberals, the Thomas Jefferson stuff. One is more accurately described as the new right. These people like to wear mega hats, create memes, and have fun. They include whites, blacks, Asians, Latinos, gays, everyone else. These are the people who helped Trump win the election. But what did the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL do when they were desperate? Well, they did what they always do. The other faction likes to fester in dark corners of subreddits and obsess about Jews and attack us all day and racially superiority of Adolf Hitler. This is a tiny fringe minority. They had no impact on the election. Guess which faction the media is giving all the attention to. That's why Paul Watson is such a great part of InfoWars. He just gets it all. And he retweeted that today, or yesterday, from 9 months ago, 8.5 months ago. So that's the reality. That's the fact. I don't care if you're some black racist nationalist or some white racist nationalist. You're both equally morons. And I decry it because the globalists are playing you off against each other. Sure, are racist whites doing stuff to you? Yeah. Are racist blacks doing stuff? Yes, it's real, and that people don't like you because of what color you are, but it's a facsimile and a manipulation. And an old Nazi collaborator, Soros, is laughing about it. Because he was never even a Nazi. He just teamed up with the power then, just like he does now. Now, joining us is Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz, who I told them about a month ago, I said, you guys are so good on the road. You're great here, but get out on the road for the next month if you can. And they did it. And they have just, their Flyover America has millions and millions of views just on YouTube and our Facebook. And now their footage has millions of views. This is they got yesterday. But I told them, I said, listen, don't go to this if you don't want to. They said, no, we're going. So Millie Weaver's here. Gavin Wentz can pop in, too. They're welcome to coast a little bit with us when Jason Kessler's coming on. And by the way, I'll give this to Jason Kessler. I disagree with him and his white nationalism. I understand his hatred of the anti-white racist, anti-Fa George Soros groups, but that doesn't mean you become them. But I'll say this. He'll at least come on the show to defend his values that I disagree with. But the anti-Fa racist Soros groups will not, because they are totally controlled So, but I've got some strong words and serious questions for Jason Kessler, who organized this, ran this. Did he not see what he was walking into? Regardless, Millie Weaver was there. We have all the footage. It's on Infowars.com, shot live, unedited. We've had to try to edit some things down that are shorter and bleeped all the cussing that's coming up. But she's there. She's a reporter. They're attacking her because she's got Infowars, Mike. But Hill reporters, others, got attacked, just, even though they were pro-Soros, pro-globalist, anti-Trump. And then they get pushed in over with the police because they're getting attacked. The police are over there by the mixed group that's over there that's just there to cover what's happening that they call white nationalists. And the police start laughing at them as they get attacked, and then they force them to leave through the large crowd. It's incredible, the large crowd of Antifa that had been shipped in. And it is just disgusting to watch the media cover this up, to watch the mayor, who's a Democratic Party operative, admittedly order a stand down, which Millie was told on tape happened. Some cops were good. Some laughed as they were pepper sprayed. So Millie Weaver, incredible job. Start walking through the basics of what you witnessed and what you saw.
Well, basically, it started out as a relatively peaceful protest. We got there pretty early because we knew things were likely to get crazy as the day progressed. But really and truly, first you had the, I guess, Unite the Right rally attendees standing up on the hill in front of the General Lee Confederate statue. And then down below, it started out with having like a couple counter-protest groups out there. As soon as the Antifa arrived, they came in a big, like a big crowd, a big gathering. And once they got there, they started screaming, kill fascists, kill Nazis, you know, and, started getting everything to escalate. And,
by the way, that means reporters, women, children, everyone's a Nazi, not wearing black, screaming, we want to kill whites.
Pretty much. I mean, that encompassed anyone that didn't agree with them or that wasn't an Antifa and that wasn't on, you know, standing with them and wasn't a progressive.
Basically, if you weren't a meth head in black, you were in trouble.
Pretty much. I mean, I was harassed. I was heckled. I even got pepper spray on my arm. They were spraying in our direction. Basically, the media and journalists were kind of trying to stand in the middle between the two different sides because we didn't want to be associated with either side. But what happened?
I've seen the footage. You're there, and they're trying to pepper spray you. They hit your cameraman, Gavin. They're just screaming, death to InfoWars, F you. It's just crazy.
Yeah, they actually assaulted Gavin, pepper sprayed him directly in the face. That was an Antifa that sprayed him directly in the face. He was blinded for like 30 to 40 minutes. It was pretty bad. And here's the important distinction here. You have the mainstream media depicting this as a violent, white supremacist rally that, you know, they were the ones aggressing and they were the ones being the dominant aggressors out there. But in reality, all I saw was Antifa and Black Lives Matter literally doing war game like maneuvers. They brought ice chests full of water balloons filled with urine, feces, paint, gel-like chemicals that burned people's skin. They were deploying tear gas canisters at the people.
And the police, run by the mayor, were working with them in this false flag event.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting
live
worldwide.
From Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Now, Millie Weaver and our intrepid cameraman, Gavin Wentz, I'm going to get on screen as well. We're going to host with us the whole next hour. We have Jason Kessler, who I guess Nico Acosta got set up for us, our lead producer, who's all over the news, defending the rally, defending he had it. Well, I mean, I guess you can defend the First Amendment, your right to demonstrate. I mean, I agree with that. Whether I agree with what you're saying or doing or not, you have to agree with that. And I knew the talking point was coming to ban free speech. And then I saw Fox News, even CNN, saying, oh, it's time to turn arresting these right-wingers. You know, just all conservatives did this. Why Trump did this. Why Stephen Bannon did this. We'll talk to Millie Weaver about that in a moment and play some of these clips for radio and TV audiences of our camera guy getting hit, her getting hit, other reporters getting hit, and just the hatred, and then the police working to protect that. I tell you, when you're under a Democrat city, say what you want about Republicans, I experienced it being viciously attacked, families being attacked by the fascist forces of Soros and the police protecting it in D.C. It is truly sick. But first, BuzzFeed is a big enemy of this show, kind of like they produced the fake PPGate dossier they're being sued for that's been confirmed to be a fraud about Trump and Russia with hookers and Yoda was there as well, along with the Easter Bunny having sex with him. But they had a bunch of our products tested and by a big California firm at California levels. They have the highest level laws in California. And they said, okay, it's totally free of heavy metals, and it is as advertised. Because they'd already made a big deal with them to do PR for the big lab in California that also sells supplements. And it totally blew up in their face. So we're calling it the BuzzFeed special. The specials we had last month that were the most popular ever, some of the biggest, with the new specials. So we're combining the 1776 specials along with the July specials. We're calling it the BuzzFeed Mega Specials. Because I noticed when they ran this hit piece, suddenly massive new orders came in. And then they even had a couple products that we buy from Dr. Group, because when I went out and private labeled a bunch of stuff, I get the cleanest, best, top rate. That's why we went with Group as one of our suppliers. We got four suppliers. And so two of the products that they sell separately, they say the best vitamin B12 is this vegan safe. They sell it for $35. They say ours is what we say it is, but it's only worth $10. Really, I buy it from like $12 a bottle. I sell it for $17.76 right now on special, usually $25 to $30. But regularly $5 under what they're selling it. So BuzzFeed's lab is selling who we private label from, saying it's the very best, the cleanest, but ours is overpriced when ours is $12 less. Now, that's just one product. I'm not going to go over it all. This is what you call Providence. I mean, this is ridiculous. Because, of course, the plan in California with Prop 65 is nothing is clean enough to be passable with most products. They passed it so lawyers could survive, and that was the plan. It just blew up so good. It just blew up so sweet. What, you think I'm going to put out products knowing I'm going to be targeted and not go out and just pick the very best products to private label? I mean, so we've got BrainForce Plus, 55% off. But a lot of these specials are going to end Wednesday because we're running out of some of them. Survival Shield X2, the good, clean iodine. This is selling out on store shelves nationwide, even the bound type that isn't as good as potassium iodide because of the threat of nuclear war. Secret 12, 55% off, $17.76. Biotree Selenium, 29% off, $17.76. Super high quality InfoWars, high quality swearable foods, 50% off. With promo code GOBLIN. New Super Blue, high quality mouthwash. Fluoride-free with colloidal silver and iodine. That's 11% off, $17.76. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 66% off. Same stuff's at Whole Foods, $25 a bottle. MycoZX, the other element of the probiotic to kill the fungus and the mold. That is 46% off. Caveman, the bone broth formula in strawberry and chocolate, 30% off. Alexa Pure Water Filtration, 25% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. DNA Force, 20% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now I'm going to play all the clips, have the next guest on, have them ride shotgun with us. But Millie Weaver, talking to her yesterday today, is on fire with what she witnessed. And everything she told me 10 minutes after they left, she called me and said, I'm getting out of there as the thing was really, you know, hitting its peak. Everything she later told me was all confirmed. So, Millie, just give us your data dump, what you witnessed, what you saw. The next hour, we'll play all the clips.
Well, I kind of want to give a little bit of surrounding information. As I watched this, I became increasingly suspicious that this was a deep state run operation. You could see that the mainstream media outlets were already picking up this event prior to the event even happening.
They had the talking points ready. It's all
exactly.
Signature.
They were promoting it, actually. They were saying that the police were going to be there in full force, as well as the National Guard, to keep the peace, to make sure that everyone had their right to peaceful protest. Instead, what happened was, you know, the police stood down, and they allowed the Antifa and these Black Lives Matter and other extremist groups on the left to then attack and aggress the Unite the Right rally attendees. Now, say what you want about their beliefs. I personally do not agree with their beliefs. I think racism is stupid. I will say that not everyone there was a racist. Most people actually weren't racist. They were, like you said, white nationalists. But all in all, they have a right to free speech. Just as much as people on the Black Lives Matter side and the Antifa have a right to peaceful assembly and free speech. The problem is when you have other groups coming out there to violently shut down free speech and then justify that by saying that, you know, demonizing their points of view, their ideology. We went to war. Patriots died so that people could have a First Amendment, so that people had the right to express ridiculous viewpoints. Even the ACLU, who is a leftist-leaning organization, has been backing and standing up for the people who held the Unite the Right rally, because what had happened to them actually violated their rights. And if we allow it to happen to people who we do not agree with because they have distasteful viewpoints, then we're essentially opening up the gates to allow it to happen to us. Because these Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they do not distinguish between those extremist people on the right and other people on the right.
Exactly. That's what I said in the live video I did in the middle of it. I said, this is a false flag to be used to try to ban conservative demonstrations and speeches. And then Fox News, CNN said all that 2 hours later. Very scripted. But
exactly.
You were there as a witness.
Yes. And as far as this crash that happened, it is a tragedy. It's horrible. I do not condone political violence. I do not condone anything like this. People died. They lost their lives. But I'm going to say this. I blame the police. I blame the city officials, the mayor, the people that told the police to stand down to allow it to escalate to this. And what I will say is that the police literally stood there and watched the Antifa commit felony assault crimes on the Unite the Right attendees prior to this happening. So this is what happens when you have an injustice and you have police and city officials deciding they're not going to protect the rights of people because they don't agree with their ideologies. I don't either, but I agree with the fact that these police officers took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution, to protect free speech, to dispense equal protection under the law, and they did not do so. And then somebody decided to take the matter into their own hands and go out and commit a despicable act.
And who knows if that was staged? That whole thing looks suspicious as well. They've been caught staging stuff. But Millie, I totally agree with you. And we're looking at this. I watched hours and hours of footage. It's Antifa. It's the Soros folks attacking reporters that are even on their side.
Exactly.
And you were in the middle of this. Gavin's going to be joining us. He got hit right in the face. But, I mean, it's on tape where they attacked you and go, F you, and, like, screw InfoWars and try to punch you. And it's just...
Oh, yeah. They were very aggressive toward us, and we kept having to run back into the Unite the Right rally side, but that was only because the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter were trying to physically assault us. They pepper sprayed my camera guy Gavin in the face, and I know you thought that was Gavin McInnes, but you know they have the same name. It's easy to mix.
Well, I didn't know you were calling me saying they just got Gavin, and I knew he was going to go, but canceled because of the white supremacists that were going to be there, and I got all that. It's the live fog of war. We get stuff wrong, but.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is it shows just how crazy it is that they knew you get there. They march you in, the press, everybody else, bystanders. They kettle you with the police. Let Antifa come, declare an emergency, push you into them. The whole thing was scripted,
which
came out in Maryland, came out in D.C., came out in other cities, that Homeland Security under Obama was running it, ordering the stand downs, running it. I mean, this was staged again.
It was. And, you know, the governor has ties to the Clintons, and this was definitely a trap. Even the way they had the little cattle gate set up, they had it so that the police were at the backs of the Unite the Right rally attendees. And as they were being pushed back and cornered by the Antifa, who literally brought coolers full of weapons and pepper spray and water balloons full of chemicals that burn your skin and urine and feces and pepper spray, then the police said, if you guys don't move forward and walk through the Antifa and dispense, we're going to arrest you and charge you with crime. So they forced people to then dispense and walk through the Antifa, and the Antifa literally started chanting shame, shame, like in Game of Thrones.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.